A picnic or a life. Once, there was a very unhappy group. Some of them had passed the imperial examinations and become officials, but for some reason or other had been demoted. Others had never managed to pass the exams in the first place. They were all so depressed, they decided to go for a little excursion to a famous temple to cheer themselves up. When they were there, one of them happened to go out for a breath of fresh air. He saw a farmer beating a water buffalo, but no matter how much he beat it, the buffalo would not move. When it saw the scholar, it began to cry. He realized that it was crying because it was being driven to slaughter, and naturally, no animal wants to die. The scholar, who was named Chen, forgot his own sorrows in sympathy for the water buffalo. He asked the farmer, "How much do you want for your water buffalo?"
"The price of 15 bolts of silk."
Chen went back inside. "We've got money in the kitty for our next excursion, but why don't we put that money to a much better use?"
"What have you got in mind?"
"Let's buy a doomed water buffalo and let it live out its life in peace."
"But we were going to use that money for a big picnic during the flower season. Don't you remember?"
"Yes, but a party only lasts for a few hours, then it's over. We could use the same money to save a life. Think about it. Which do you think is a better way to spend the money?" His friends thought about it. Chen prodded them a little bit. "Come on, cough up. Tell you what, you guys chip in for this water buffalo, and when the flowers are blooming, I will foot the entire bill for the picnic. How does that sound?"
"For sure?"
"You have my word for it." His friends saw that his mind was made up, so they got the money together and gave it to the farmer for his water buffalo. Then they gave the water buffalo to the temple and asked them to let it live out its natural lifespan there. When the flowers started to bloom, Chen was still just a poor student. But a promise is a promise. So he pawned his best clothes and hosted the picnic just as he had promised he would do. But he wasn't a poor student much longer. The next year, he placed very high on the imperial examinations and became an official. Before long, he had won a very high place in the government. He enjoyed the honor, power, and good fortune that go with the post. He was sure that he enjoyed such good luck because he had saved that poor water buffalo.